Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
Well, again, not quite as Chris Miller and Matthew Cray said Friday. Manning enjoying a couple of days of R&R and well-deserved. Stephen Stone, your humble host and servant, pitch hitting today here at Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, which is the home of Straight Talk that we do each and every Monday through Friday at this time. Talking about Rock Hill, the city of Rock Hill, of course, Fort Mill, TK, York County, anything that's shaking up and down I-77, we're on top of it. Our broadcast also brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Streaming provided by highspeedweb.net. Also brought to you today by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Cabin Avenue in Rock Hill. And this, of course, is our final edition of Straight Talk for the year 2018. And we're taking it out in grand fashion today because we have with us one of my dear friends, mentor, all-around good guy, the man, the myth, the legend, the way of life. He's here today, live and in person, and we'll sign autographs later for those who missed out at the Boom Boom Room over the weekend.
That was a big deal.
Alan Miller is with me today, and welcome, Coach.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you and I don't get together behind a microphone.
No, we don't. Not nearly enough. And amazing things happen when we go out in public and do this together.
It does. We get together a couple of times normally for high school football tonight, and I. But a lot of people don't realize we do a lot of stuff together behind the scenes, programming, doing musicology.
On a daily basis,
and of course, production.
Yes,
sir. There's a lot of stuff that you and I have fun doing, but it's great to be here.
This is a great time to do this. Now, our subjects today, and we'll talk about whatever we want because there's no one to stop us, which is kind of nice. We can get away with whatever we want and just blame each other later and let them sort it out.
Yeah.
But Toys for Happiness this year, I couldn't help it, as a casual observer, noticed that it was bigger and beyond what I had seen in previous years, or was that just my imagination?
Well, you know, it's hard to judge if it's bigger than previous years because we've had so many great years down through the years. We estimate we had over 28,000 toys that we collected this year. And I can tell you, the people were more generous than ever. We had quite a few people that contributed nice sums of money. And to all of you that did, a lot of that money, the United Way has it in their banks and their vaults, and we'll be using that to buy toys to start off next year. And it seems like every year the cycle gets earlier and earlier. This year we started early in December, and we had to make deliveries to different organizations around the area by the 10th of December.
Right.
So that meant a lot of the toy collection was not in. In fact, we're out collecting a few boxes of toys today. And if there's anybody out there who has a toy box that maybe had some stuff dropped in after Christmas or the day before Christmas, give us a call. Give Joel Talley a call at 324-1340, and we'll make sure we get by and pick it up. But we had over 140 boxes out.
Yeah.
And he did a heck of a job managing it this year. And the people were more generous than they've been. And the group of people needing assistance was down somewhat.
That's good news.
That's great news. But throughout the year, we came up with a couple of special ideas to make sure that they were given as much bounty as we could. We started giving away turkeys. And this year, the price of turkeys was up considerably.
Yeah.
They said a lot of turkeys drowned during the Hurricane Florence that came through back in September and October. So during during this year, the amount of money that was received by not only us but Empty Stocking, we were able to keep the same amount of turkeys going out with costs that were like four times what they normally are every year. So, you know, everything worked out great. it was a tremendous year, and we're already making plans for next year, and I know that the need will be there, and I know the donors, the great people of Rock Hill and York County, and all the super organizations will be there also.
Well, and of course, the distribution, I think, got moved up a little earlier than it had been in past years this year because of kind of how the calendar fell and all of that.
Right, right. So it made a difference, but we were giving out toys and taking care of our listeners out there right up until the day before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of emergency people who came forward and said, you know, since the sign-up took place back in November and October, they had fallen onto some bad times. So we vetted them through the United Way. United Way called us. And so we were giving out toys the day before Christmas.
I remember seeing people coming in and Benita getting the bags of toys and stuff. Well, this year, WRHI, OTS Broadcasting, but WRHI, which has a distinction of being a legacy station, and for those who don't know what that is a radio station that to this day still has its original frequency and call letters.
And city of license.
And city of license, that's right, the trifecta there. And that we do, 1340 AM, folks are listening to us right now as we speak, as well as 100.1 FM and WRHI.com. We have a big following on Fripp Island, I learned over the weekend, and a lot of folks down there be loving us. But we start our 75th year, and it is amazing to me because the storied history that WRHI has, and this is of any station in the country, not just South Carolina, but in the country, and as you know, I've worked on both coasts, so I've been around the block, but the history that this station has and its connection and having stayed true to its roots and main cause, you know, or purpose, statement of purpose, remains 75 years later is extraordinary.
You know, I think we're all proud to be associated with WRHI. The advent of broadcasting in the Piedmont area of South Carolina all started with this radio station. You got to think back in 1941 when they started working to try to get this on the air. Didn't get on the air until 1944, but in 41 the effort started with Jim Beatty and Bill Beatty and their friend Sonny Carroll. And the three of them decided they were going to put a radio station on the air, so they went to the FCC. They appealed to the FCC. Think about this. Back then, you had no TV. You had very few radio stations. I guess in the Charlotte area, you had WBT, and you had WSOC. And it was SOC is gone. BT's still around. So in the Charlotte area, we're the second oldest radio station in this area. In the state of South Carolina, it had been preceded by about 10 years. WSPA over in Spartanburg was the first station, then WIS in Columbia and several. There were a few that came on in the 1920s, but they didn't last. They went off the air. So if you can picture this, a frequency that had two or three radio stations on your radio dial. So it was certainly a big thing in 1944 when this station signed on the air. And it was a tribute to the World War II veterans. The war was hopefully going to end soon. It did probably 3 or 4 months after we signed on the air. And a lot of people remember. I still have people come up and say, we remember when the station signed on. So it is something we're very proud of and something that we're going to observe in high fashion this coming year.
As only we can.
We'll have a great time.
And, of course, folks need to stay tuned because we'll be announcing what we'll be doing. But also, you know, you mentioned that legacy. There's also a very long time, 7-decade-old legacy of high school sports on the radio, which is rare anywhere, let alone, again, at WRHI. It was only, I think, a year after we had gone on the air that we did our first ball games.
Well, it was really less than a year. It was in September
You're right.
Of 1945. We actually had our first ball game on the air. Now, again, there were ball games, high school football games, that were broadcast prior to that time. Baseball was big back then, bigger than football is today. And so there were a few games, but they were obscure, and they were on big stations. Normally, you know, your stations coming out of New York City would be carrying professionals. High school sports, nobody was carrying high school sports. Very few college teams were being carried. In fact, Clemson University, their first broadcast didn't happen until well into the late 40s. And okay. Our own Harper Gault, who eventually was the owner of the radio station here, he was the one that helped initiate the Clemson network back in 1947. So we've been an affiliate of the station that's going to the national championship ever since there was radio broadcasts in the 1940s. So it was an interesting time back then. We had some people that really believed in local high school football coverage. We have actual logs from 1945. Mm-hmm. The sponsors apparently liked the idea of it because we had a full slate of sponsors.
There was plenty of them, yeah.
Even as far back as 1945. And a guy by the name of Bob Carroll and George Cobb. George Cobb was the salesperson, so he naturally became the color commentator. Bob Carroll, who was a former announcer, the PA announcer at the Rock Hill High games, he became the play-by-play voice. And they did it for a couple of years. And then in 1947, a veteran sportscaster by the name of Jim Estes and aspiring journalist Charles Kuralt,
that's right,
became our team. And they did that for several years. In fact, this was the first job ever for 15-year-old Charles Kuralt. And every year since 1945, we've had coverage of high school football, and it just seems to grow. And so we'll be celebrating our 75th season of high school football, too, coming up in September.
And how it has grown, you know, Rock Hill, Northwestern, South Point, York, Lancaster, Louisville, Fort Mill, Nation Ford. Who did I miss? Anyone? Seven teams right there. Eight teams
Clover.
Right there. Clover, nine teams.
Yeah.
That is unheard of anywhere else.
And something I know that you're proud of. You had a lot to do with this structure and being a part of our broadcast team in the late 90s and early 2000s. And now, again, you're behind the scene working your magic, trying to make sure all this comes together. And, you know, that's something a lot of people probably don't look at, but the technology that goes into putting something like this on.
Oh, it's astounding.
It's not easy. It takes as many as 45 people on
yeah.
Friday nights to pull off our simulcasts from throughout the all over the state of South Carolina, because a lot of these games are out of town. About half of them each week could be as far away as Greenville or Columbia or Sumter or mm-hmm. lower part of the state.
That's true, and as you mentioned, you know, it's not just a couple of guys going out there with the headsets and microphones. You know, there's a lot that Chris and Gene and Scott and everyone goes through there, as well as back at the station there. But also, you know, in you and what you do with high school football tonight, there's a lot of preparation that I know all too well that goes into that. A lot of detail that goes into the setup and all the rest of it, just to, you know, so when it hits the air and it sounds so smooth and silky, there was a lot that went into that to make that happen.
Well, and you know, the people who do the games are very proud of what they put mm-hmm. on the air. They want to make sure it's the very best that they can. So they take a lot of self-pride in this, and that's why we have, I think, the broadcast we have. And we have a legacy of having our Sportscasters of the Year. The state has recognized us. So it's just not us patting ourselves on the back. Throughout the state, every year since the mid-90s, we've had at least a winner or runner-up. You've been there four times. Mm-hmm. Chris Miller's been there nine times. Mario Washington's been there a couple of times. We've had several people.
Greg Bunce. Yep. John Collins.
John Collins. They've all won over the years, over the past 20 years. So that's a tip of the hat from the State Broadcasters Association to us for what we're able to do.
And that's determined by the peers, you know, other radio stations in the state of South Carolina. So, yeah, absolutely, because you're talking about the Columbia stations, the Greenville stations, everybody.
Absolutely.
So it's huge. So as we embark on our 75th year, you know, I made a little speech at the Christmas party there and asked the rhetorical question, but the more I thought about it, the more that question seemed to have an impact. What will we do, how, you know, to reach even higher and aspire even further? I mean, we were streaming broadcasts before it was fashionable, before many stations in the country. I mean, we were out in front of that.
This will be our 22nd year streaming on the radio, and a lot of stations didn't start streaming until 7 or 8 years ago.
Absolutely.
And a lot of stations did not have, really, to this day, aren't streaming.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, for whatever their reasons were, they didn't think it would last or what have you. Believe me, it's here to stay.
Yeah, and we saw a future in it. We saw that that was something that was would be popular, and it certainly has. To right now, with the 248 million people who listen to radio every day, about 20% of that, or close to 50,000 people, or 50 million people every week throughout the country, are listening on their computer, or they're listening on their app, listening on their smartphone.
That's exactly right, especially in the workplaces, because, you know, they used to have the piped in music and all that, but now people with different tastes and all that, someone could be sitting in one cubicle listening to country music, Interstate 107, or be listening to talk radio with WRHI, or even The Bridge 104.1. And that has an app as well that streams and be listening to contemporary Christian. So it's all a matter of taste and variety there. But it is interesting to see what will be next, not only as far as the equipment and the technology goes, but what will be the next thing that grabs a hold, such as like 10 years ago, I remember HD radio came about. And we went out and got a HD radio receiver that I still have, and it works great.
Sure.
And it's amazing, you know, but I remember Interstate 107 was among the first stations to do that in this region. And now just about anybody that's everybody is has an HD signal.
Well, you know, I think there's a whole new audience out there that are going to become a part of radio listeners every day. We have a coin phrase that we kind of throw around the station, old school and still cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because radio has been around since 1920,
right,
when KDKA went on the air. That's commercial radio. But prior to that, you had radio where people were broadcasting over the band back in the 1909, 1910.
Right.
So it's well over 100 years old. But it has not only sustained, but it has grown. When I got into this business many, many years ago, there were about 4,000 radio stations on the air. Now, there's over 16,000 radio stations on the air. So that shows how it's grown. To sustain those frequencies, to sustain those radio stations, you know, they've got to have the commercial power to do that.
Sure.
And radio is selling more advertising than it ever has. It's filled a void that no other media has been able to fill because it is so mobile. And every time something new comes out, it's like radio is going to...
signals the death of radio,
yeah,
my goodness.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Pandora's, I think, the most recent.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that was satellite radio.
Yeah.
When TV emerged in the early 50s, they said that's the end of radio. Radio at that time had about 800 stations on the air. And like I said, look how it's grown since then. You know... If not anything, radio has been innovative.
Yeah.
And the people who work at radio stations have had the ability to change with the times. And there's a lot of changing that will be coming up in the next year and into the decade ahead that will be a part of everybody's lifestyle.
Well, we're going to talk about that after our mid-program break here on Straight Talk, as we'll take a moment to remind you that... Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Also, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And as always, we broadcast from the opulent splendor that is Substation 2 here on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Winthrop University, where they prepare fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes. And the only way they do this, boys, is... slice, slice, slice. Garden. Manning would be proud of us. We're back after this.
News, politics, and stories that matter to you. Straight Talk.
Relax. At Founders Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Founders Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit where Founders members are the owners. This is why our mission is Think Member. Founders takes great pride in offering members the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders app with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or any one of our more than 30 locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. $2 fee for statements by mail. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Slice, slice, slice. It's the only way the Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And welcome back into our Straight Talk broadcast for this New Year's Eve Monday. Stephen Stone, pinch hitting for Manny Kimmel. He's back Wednesday. With us is OTS General Manager, partner Alan Miller. And, of course, talking about, the state of our industry, as it were, basically. And one of the things I wanted to cover, two things I want to cover before we run out of time, Alan, of course, is promotion and where you see the next trends in our industry. But let's start with promotions. We do a lot of those.
Well, you know, I think that's part of the life blood of what we do. It gives an opportunity for the community to get involved at events that are free. And the thing that really started this out was doing something for the children. And then it became quality of life. And now we have events that have been going on 35 plus years that have become such traditions in the York County area. For instance, coming up, we're not that far away from having the Easter Egg Classic.
That's right.
Where it started out with Smith Industries, and they used to make all the eggs here. They used to have the baskets here. A lot of people remember them as the largest Easter egg and basket manufacturer in the world. And so they ask us to stage the largest Easter egg hunt, and so every year we do. One year we did 131,000 to set the record.
You made Guinness, yeah.
We did, and every year now we do 50,000. We'll be doing that again. Prom Pledge, which, you know, has taken on a personality of its own with the help of All On Board and Keystone. We go to at least a dozen schools every year, high schools, and tell them, you know, the problems that you have whenever you drink and drive, or sure, drugs and using drugs. It's become such an epidemic, it's really important that we're involved in that. So that's one of our events. We've been covering festivals in this community since the festivals began.
Yeah.
Every year, you know, going back as early as Come See Me back in the 1960s. And, of course, the Boo Ha Ha event that has become such
a huge
event.
Yeah.
over 35 years on that, going on in downtown Rock Hill, where everybody seems to enjoy coming out. It gets bigger and more active throughout the year. And, of course, another event that we reintroduced a couple of years ago, and that is the WRHI Football City USA kickoff.
Yeah.
And this opens up each high school football season. And this is kind of a hybrid of what the Herald used to do.
Yeah, the Jamboree.
And so it's been going on. It's been a big success, and it actually has games between our three schools here, Northwestern Rock Hill and South Point, competing against high-caliber schools from throughout the Carolinas.
Burns came last year. Hunter Huss was another one that was down here. Huff came down one year. They were all stoked. I was doing a baseball game months before this happened, and they were, just full of questions about District 3 Stadium and football and high school football in general and York County and all that, because they were stoked to be coming down for this. It's the first year that we did it, in fact, and I just remember, I'm here to do a baseball game, and we're talking all this football. But, yeah, the word travels.
And, you know, this is a two-way street. We do a lot of stuff for the community, but the community does a lot of stuff for us, too.
Oh, yes.
We have some great sponsors and advertisers that have supported us for 75 years. We have organizations, the city, the YMCA, the Keystone, people, the school district. All of these organizations step up whenever it comes time. United Way, whenever we have an event and we say, hey, it's not our skill level to do certain things. Would you come in and take over logistically this part of it? We're in the promotion business. We're in the idea business. We can handle some of it, but we can't handle all of it. And they step up and provide facilities or they provide the manpower. And, of course, the thousands of volunteers that we get from the community every year. You know, they say it takes a village, and we certainly have our own village at WRHI and a group of people that get behind it.
You mentioned the Easter Egg Classic coming up, and one of the fondest memories is, I'm going to get the name of the organization wrong, but they're senior citizens that are stuffing
Silver Foxes.
The Silver Foxes.
Part of the YMCA.
Exactly, that are stuffing all of those eggs. Imagine that, stuffing over 50,000, 75,000 eggs.
Yeah.
In a very short amount of time. It's only a few weeks that they have to do all this.
You know, I know I'm leaving somebody out, the county government, of course, too, and everybody that does make what we do. You're asking about coming up this year. We're looking at a lot of big things. We decided to get through the holidays. Our actual birthday doesn't take place until next December, December 14th. So we're celebrating all this year because we're actually in our 75th year.
That's right.
And so we're going to have a meeting next week. We've got a bunch of individuals from the community. We have a lot of our staff members who want to express their ideas. And anybody that enjoys fun, enjoys listening to the radio, enjoys being a part of the community, I know they're going to be happy with the things that we have coming up over the next year to celebrate this this rare occasion. 75 years for any business, let alone a radio station,
is
very rare.
It's a very exciting time to do what we do. What do you see for the future of the industry in our remaining minute that we have left? What is the next big thing?
I see more opportunities for people to pick up the broadcast at different plateaus. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody said, well, around the world you can pick up radio now. You know, that was unheard of.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, but with the internet, you can pick it up. I think the ability to see radio on TV, you know, Facebook has made that possible. I think that's one of the things on the horizon where morning shows like our own Palmetto Mornings, you'll actually be able to pick them up on your phone and watch what goes on behind the scene. You won't have to just go to cable TV as we do now.
That's right.
Some of our broadcasts that we do for high school football, you may see what's going on inside of the booth, occasionally out on the field. I think there's going to be some video components that are part of this. The one-on-one communication is going to expand even bigger than what it is. But it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. It's going to be more important to people.
We'll make that the final word. Coach, I appreciate it. We had a good time.
Thank you. It goes fast.
Happy New Year to you, indeed.
Happy New Year to you.
Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders and, of course, Anderson Griggs Investments. In Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we broadcast from Substation 2, the home of fresh subs and salads made right before your eyes. How they do it? Slice, garden. Manning Kimmel back with you Wednesday. Have a safe, happy new year, everyone.